This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Verses 20 to 26, they mention the reason why the Israelites, the children of Israel, they had to wander for 40 years. It was a punishment for them when they refused to enter the Holy Land that Allah gave them. We Muslims firmly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted them a Holy Land, the Holy Land, and it was theirs when they deserved it. But that was lifted up when they broke the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The promise is no longer active. We actually believe that the land was theirs, but the past tense, that's what we believe. But not anymore, because they reneged on their promise. They broke their own covenants. They did not live up to the law. That is what we believe theologically. So this verse, verse 20 to 26, it tells us that Musa is telling the people, enter the promised land, enter the land that Allah has, الَّذِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, this land Allah has written for you. We Muslims believe that that land was, past tense, written for them. It was theirs when they deserved it. And subhanAllah, when Allah gifted it to them, what did they do? They said, oh, we're not going to enter that land. There are giants. There are large people there. Giants here means strong people. That's what they meant. We're too scared to enter. And Allah praises in verse 23, and we need to benefit from this. Allah praises two righteous people. Two people stood up and said, Allah says regarding them, that two people whom Allah blessed encouraged their followers. And they said, go enter the gate. When you have entered it, you will prevail. Put your trust in Allah if you are believers. SubhanAllah, this is such a beautiful, beautiful verse here. When Allah wants you to do something, outwardly might be daunting. You're going to see those giants over there. And the two righteous people are saying, stand up, enter the gate, and Allah will help you. Miracles will happen, but you have to take the first step. The difficulty will be made easy. The impossible will become possible, but only when you put in the effort and you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a beautiful message that we get. Of course, they did not do that, and they mocked the commandment. And because of that, Allah said, you shall wander for 40 years. So Moses died wandering in the deserts of Sinai, and he was buried over there. And then the next generation, Joshua, came and entered the promised land, and that's in Surah Al-Baqarah.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود